This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right. Welcome back. Hour two of our radio program here in beautiful Portland, Oregon on someday in May. I don't know. Somebody just said 100 days to Oregon Duck football.
Sounds about right.
That's right.
A couple months. What, 3 months? Yeah.
100 days.
Mm-hmm. That's actually, you got a ways to go. You got an entire summer.
Yeah, you do have an entire summer.
What is the, I'm guessing the opener,
You know what? I'm going to cook on your grill.
It's like Montana State or something.
Yeah, no offense, but.
But offense. That's a terrible game.
That is a terrible game. Yeah, it's Montana State. So while I do get excited about the start of football.
What's their biggest non-con game?
They got Montana State, and then Oklahoma State comes to Autzen, so that's kind of fun. Mm-hmm. And then at Northwestern, okay. And then the Beavs, and then there you go. September 27th, you can get excited. At Penn State.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Oklahoma State bringing anything to the table?
They didn't last year, but maybe they've rebounded. Last year was a pretty down year. Remember, Ollie Gordon was supposed to kind of light the world on fire, and
he did not.
And I think I want to say Oklahoma State may have won five games last year. It was a rough year for them.
Well, as expected, the college football playoff is going straight to the seeding model.
Yeah,
Duck
fan gets to cry and be like, where was this last year?
Well, I mean, look, they made a mistake. Okay,
yeah,
and they're like,
by the way, 3-9 last year.
Ooh. What were the year before? I feel like Gundy's kind of losing it a little bit.
Well, wasn't there that whole thing that
they were
like,
10-4 the year before?
Were they?
Yeah.
They were going to make him take a pay cut, and he said no, and then he's like, okay, yes, I will take that pay
cut. Yeah, so 10-4, then 7-6, 12-2, 8-3. But I think this is kind of just like Oklahoma State is never like on top, but
3-9, though.
3-9 is a rough go. So I'm guessing there'll be some pressure on them this year, but how much you want to bet they do not have multiple years where they kick rocks.
Is that a sneaky upset alert there?
I'd keep an eye on it. Like,
you never know. I mean, I have to look at what he did
until
in the
your quarterback settles in. Other Power Five school is a sneaky upset candidate.
Yeah,
I mean,
if you don't know
what you got going on there.
And this is what I've said about Oregon. Oregon and the way they recruit and Dan Lanning and the transfer portal, they should be good every year. But like, I don't care who you are. There is always ebbs and flow in your program. And the last 3 years, you have had Heisman Trophy level quarterback play
with a lot of experience.
Exactly. And so you've now gone from Bo Nix, 2 years of Bo Nix, arguably outside of Marcus, two of the best years we've ever seen at Oregon, to Dillon Gabriel, who was criminally underrated and again was a Heisman type quarterback. And I get there's a lot of excitement around Dante Moore, and by the way, we don't even know it's Dante Moore. We assume it is, but you know, we'll see. But let's assume it's Dante Moore, and, you know, he had a big name, but we saw him play down at UCLA, wasn't great, sat on the bench. So just the idea that Dante Moore is going to come in and not have some hiccups compared to what you have, I would assume that Oregon's offense at least takes a step, maybe half a step to a step backwards. Does that mean, how many losses? Does it mean that the rest of the team picks it up? I mean, there is a lot of quality that left this football team. And when you recruit the way, we assume it's all full. But, I mean, and look at your defensive line, some of the stuff that you lost there. I mean, and at a wide receiver. And there's a lot of guys that should fill those spots. But I would expect early on Oregon to maybe have some growing pains.
Do you care to guess what Oklahoma State ranked last year in total defense?
Oh, my God. I'll bet you 110
yards per game given up. 132nd, God. Jace.
Well, they've never played good defense there. And
out of 134, so the only teams worse gave up more yards per game were Tulsa and Kent State. And I'm not kidding. Every other team in college football was gave up fewer yards than Oklahoma State. That said, you know, you can't read too much into that because transfer portal and, you know, you can revamp stuff pretty quickly. Yeah. Gundy's a good coach, but I don't know. Something tells me that Oregon will be fine against that defense.
But it's a good run. So you're at Penn State, and then Indiana comes calling. And obviously that was a playoff team last year.
Yeah, we looked at this while you were on vacation in Italy.
It's a good
Indiana is probably, if USC isn't any good, Indiana is their best home game.
Yeah.
And that's not even a great home. I mean, like, come on, that's a bad home schedule.
You got Wisconsin at home.
Okay.
Minnesota, you know.
Now you've officially lost.
Yeah, well, I mean, look.
If USC is not any good, Indiana is their best home game. And that's, come on. You're getting fired up to go watch Indiana play? And they're probably going to suck too. This little guy here in Portland thinks that was stupid.
No, it's not the best. It's not the best.
Okay, what were we talking about? The
seeding.
So the playoff is going back to the seeding.
Playoffs?
Well, you got to give them a little credit, maybe, that they realized, okay, that was kind of dumb.
Sure.
That we gave Boise State and Arizona State the byes because we gave it to conference champions. So they're going to, you know, 1 year you saw it. It's like, okay, that didn't work out.
By the way,
let's change it. So now the four teams in the college football playoff that will get byes are the just top four teams in the rankings. So last year,
seeding.
Yeah, last year that would have been Oregon, Georgia, Texas, and Penn State.
So I believe if I saw this, Oregon would have gotten the bye, and then they would have gotten the winner of Indiana and Penn State.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Which is probably a lot better than getting a bye and then getting Ohio State.
Yeah, but I mean, I think the saving, I don't know, like maybe the solace here is that, look, if you played Ohio State again, like maybe the seeding was different, you would have had to go through Ohio State most likely.
Yeah.
And you weren't going
to
win.
Sure.
They were better.
Yeah, just losing to the eventual champion makes it sting a little bit.
It just sucked that it was that early.
Yes.
I know. I'm with you on that. I just find any fan that bitches and moans about that, and I do appreciate the fact that Dan Lanning has never said a word about it, if he feels this way in private or not. Just the idea of saying that, and it's one thing if you lose a close game, but dude, you got hammered. You got blown out.
Yeah.
When you get blown out and embarrassed against a team that you already beat, I want to hear nothing about the seeding didn't do me fair. Stop it.
Well, I just think they want. I just think fans wanted a little deeper run. Yes. You know, it would have been more exciting,
and it would have because I mean, and then you would have.
There is a difference in losing to Ohio State in your first playoff game versus losing to Ohio State in the final.
Yeah, but you sound like. I don't know. That's crybaby coward stuff. And I love that Lanning's like, no, dude, you got to play them eventually. And dude, they whooped our ass. But you would have gotten Indiana Boise, the winner of that. And then you would have played.
I thought you said Indiana Penn State. No, Penn State. You said Penn State earlier.
Oh, I'm sorry. Indiana Boise, the winner of that, you would have got. Then in the second round, had you won, you would have gotten Notre Dame, Clemson, or Penn State, depending on how that goes.
Yeah.
And then on the bottom half of that bracket, you would have had some version of Texas, Georgia, Ohio State, and
go. Ohio State would have come out of the bottom.
Yes.
So you would have had to get through Notre Dame, Clemson, or Penn State, because you probably beat Boise State or Indiana.
You would
have had to get through Notre Dame, Clemson, or Penn State. Now, you just played Penn State in the Big Ten title game. Yep. It was a pretty good game. Could have beat you, and I think Notre Dame could have clipped them.
Well, I would also like to point out, for any Oregon fan that thinks that this would have been some sort of primrose path, Boise State had you on the ropes.
Yeah, that's true.
So, and that was at Autzen Stadium. So just, you know, be careful with the, oh, well, it would have gone. You don't know. Point is, that's what was laid before you. You had the opportunity in front of you. You were the undefeated number one team in the country, and you got drilled. And that sucks. But the excuses.
Well, this is better. This is better. They're going to straight seeding, and that will only be for next year.
Yeah.
Because then they're doing a whole different, they're expanding the playoff, and it's going to be a whole thing. So I don't know what they're going to end up doing with conference championship games, but I think that's the most interesting part of, that and how many teams they go to in the tournament.
If I had to change one thing, it wouldn't even be the seeding. The long layoff, I think, is the biggest pile of crap.
Totally.
I've always think the long layoff is brutal.
You got to get that going earlier.
Yes. You're much better off. And I give them a week. Right?
Yeah.
Maybe 10 days, but this...
Yeah, 1 week is fine.
Should we just kill conference championship games and do a one-week gap and then go?
I have said this for under the old system when you went to the bowl games, to the BCS, and then the college football playoff, the four team in this. It's just not a good way to judge the best team when you take a month off and then go back out and try to play. That to me is a much bigger deal than... who you play in the seeding, because you got to get through everybody eventually. So buckle them up. But the month off, I don't like. If I was an Oregon fan, that would bug me more than anything else.
Well, will we have a college sports commission? Next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.